This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The leader of the World Health Organization said Monday that the deadly coronavirus has gained a foothold in so many countries that the threat of a pandemic has become very real. But WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus added that it would be the first pandemic in history that could be controlled. The impact from the coronavirus remains unabated, with the death toll across Europe reaching at least 500. There have been also about 100 new deaths in Italy, the worst-hit European country. Globally, WHO said that more than 100 countries are now reporting coronavirus cases. More than 114,000 people have reported to be ill, and the death toll has topped 4,000. Iran has gone to great lengths to deal with its coronavirus outbreak. Edward Urenian reports for VOA.
Iran, the most seriously hit Middle Eastern country with hundreds of reported cases, is spraying workers with chemical disinfectant in the hard-hit province of Gilar. At least 200 people have died from the virus in Iran, and photos of dozens of victims being prepared for burial are posted on social media. Many doctors and nurses have also contracted the virus, complicating treatment in many places. Residents of the Iranian town of Mahmudabad were shown on social media stopping drivers with cars registered in other towns from entering. One video posted on social media showed officials in the town of Hormuz telling residents to remain in their homes. Edward Urenian for VOA News, Cairo.
And trading on Wall Street was temporarily halted Monday as U.S. stocks joined a global rout on crashing oil prices and mounting worries over coronavirus. U.S. stock trading halted for 15 minutes due to steep losses. The suspension was triggered after the S&P 500's losses hit 7%. This is VOA News. In the Democratic presidential race, another round of primaries Tuesday looms as a crucial test in what has become a two-man nomination race between former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. A total of six states hold nominating contests Tuesday. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone in Washington has more on what's at stake.
Former Vice President Joe Biden campaigning in Mississippi, looking to expand his lead in the Democratic race on Tuesday.
I really believe we're creating a movement, and a movement powered by the backbone and base of the Democratic Party. A movement that's going to defeat Donald Trump and restore the soul of this nation.
Biden has picked up the endorsement of two former rivals, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker and California Senator Kamala Harris.
I believe in Joe.
Thank God for Bernie Sanders.
Biden's main remaining rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, touted the endorsement of civil rights leader Jesse Jackson as he campaigned in Michigan. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
American troops have started leaving Afghanistan as called for in a peace deal with the Taliban. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
In Kabul,
President Ashraf Ghani was sworn in for another term after being declared the winner of September's election. But next door, rival Abdullah Abdullah was also sworn in after charging voter fraud. They both say they're in charge, which is threatening to wreck the peace process. After the U.S. and the Taliban signed the deal last month, negotiations between Afghans themselves were to start tomorrow, which is now a near impossibility after dueling inaugurations. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The trial of three Russians and a Ukrainian citizen over the July 2014 downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 in separate-controlled eastern Ukraine has opened in the Netherlands. The suspects are charged with the murders of 298 passengers and crew who were killed when Flight MH17 flying from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur was shot down by a Russian-made anti-aircraft missile. All four remain at large and were not at the high-security court located near an airport where the doomed flight took off, despite the issuance of international warrants for their address. The victims included 193 Dutch citizens, as well as 43 Malaysians and 38 Australians. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.